USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Talks between Hollywood Studios and the Actors Union are on hold after negotiations broke down yesterday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents the studios, said the two sides were still too far apart. The strike has been going on for 3 months. Simply put, actors want 2% of revenue from online streaming shows. Many of the studios say that number is unrealistic. The union SAG-AFTRA also wants limits on the use of artificial intelligence. House Republicans are nominating Majority Leader Steve Scalise to be the next speaker. The Louisiana lawmaker secured the nomination 113-99 in a closed-door Republican conference meeting yesterday. Scalise will now take his candidacy to the House floor, where he'll need to win the support of the majority of the chamber to take control of the gavel. The vote could happen sometime today. The United Auto Workers strike is putting more members on the picket line. The organization said on X that 8,700 UAW members at Ford's Kentucky truck plant will walk. The UAW is claiming Ford refused to make further movement in bargaining. F-Series pickup trucks are made at that plant, which are one of the company's biggest moneymakers. Walt Disney World and Disneyland raised their rates at their theme parks in 2019 and again in 2020. It now costs over $200 for a single-day ticket during peak times of the year. Yesterday, Disney announced price hikes again. Prices for annual passes at Disney World in Florida are jumping between $30 and $50, depending on the pass. Almost all ticket options at California's Disneyland will see prices rise between $5 and $65. The increase comes after Disney announced its plan to invest $60 billion with a B, dollars, into its theme parks over the next 10 years. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
The Biden administration is facing calls to freeze $6 billion in Iranian assets after terrorist group Hamas brutally attacked Israel last Saturday. The funds in question were freed up by the Biden administration as part of a prisoner swap with Iran. Republicans this week have called on the administration to put a hold on those funds, claiming there's a risk the money could be used against Israel in the conflict. Republican lawmakers say they'll be introducing a resolution to expel Representative George Santos from Congress. The decision comes after Santos was hit with more federal criminal charges. Prosecutors claim Santos stole people's identities and made charges on the donors' credit cards without their permission. Also claiming some of the money was found in Santos' bank account. Santos responded, "I'm pretty much denying every last bit of charges." Santos is due back in court on earlier charges in May. He's scheduled to appear on October 27th. Sexual assault lawsuits from across the United States against Uber have been put together in federal court. A judge now has ruled that nearly 100 cases can be heard by one judge. All pretrial motions will be heard under Judge Charles Breyer in the Northern District of California. The cases cover at least 16 states and would still have to go to trial in their state's jurisdictions. Hundreds of women have filed suits against the rideshare company, saying that it hasn't done enough to shield passengers from sexual assault. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.